Welcome to the audio streaming worship service of Holy Cross Lutheran Church and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsdale. This is Pastor Orlana. Today is May 31st, 2020. It's the day of Pentecost. Today we recall the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after our Lord's resurrection. In God's wisdom, this is one of the feasts all were required to attend in Jerusalem. In this way, God provided for the largest gathering from the farthest reaches where his people lived in order to discover what Pentecost was really all about. Today, with the lavish outpouring of God himself, the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, would proclaim the glory of salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So today we hear the word of God is spoken to us in our own language, that the powerful, mighty word through which the Holy Spirit creates and strengthens the gift of saving faith in us. This faith is like living water flowing through our entire being, bringing the refreshment of forgiveness of all our sins, a new and godly purpose for the living of our days. The water Jesus gives is the true water of life. Amen. As you listen and worship with us this morning, may the Holy Spirit fill your heart with the joy and peace of Christ and kindle in you the fire of his love. Our service for this morning is based on a divine service tree in our service book, and the hymnals are the following. For the opening, Holy Spirit, Light Divine, 496. Hymn of Praise, Come Holy Ghost, Create Blessed, 496. And Hymn of the Day, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, 497. And the closing hymn is Rise, Shine, You People, 825. Please join me for the confession of our sins and absolution. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your mercy for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My sisters and brothers, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for our great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King,
us pray. O God, on this day, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have the right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is from Numbers 11. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him. And he took the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men whose names were Eldad and Medad had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, 'Moses, my lord, stop them.' But Moses replied, 'Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them.' Then Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading today is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they all together in one place, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then show how it is that each of us hears them in his own native language. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No, it is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
For this morning is based on our gospel reading from St. John chapter 7 verse 37 through 39. God in Christ continues to refresh us, his holy people, so that we continue to be a source of refreshment for others as we testify his enduring love and mercy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we come here before you to hear your word that sustains and brings life and restoration. Speak to us, enlighten our mind and heart, so that we can go out and live a life of discipleship according to your will. I pray this prayer in the name of your blood, Son, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To grasp Jesus' teaching in this morning gospel reading, I want us to explore briefly about the Feast of Tabernacle mentioned in this text. It will give us a good understanding of the text not only in its historical context, but also a meaning of Jesus' teaching and a clue to its application in our today's setting. The Feast of Tabernacle is one of the festivals in which Israelites celebrate the parade of the wilderness wandering following the Exodus from Egypt. The feast is held after the harvest, and mainly it was an occasion of celebration of joy and commemoration of God's saving work and providence. This festival involves one of the practices that is related to what Jesus says about the living water. On this occasion, the priest would go to Gihon, that is a spring in Kidron Valley, filled a golden pitcher has a choir chanted, a word from Isaiah, which says, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." The water was then carried back to the hill to water gate, followed by crowds carrying palm branches in the right hand and cetron in the left hand, singing, especially those Psalms 113 through 118. When the procession arrived at the temple, the priest would climb the altar step and pour the water onto the altar while the crowd circled him and continued singing. On the seventh day of the festival, the procession took the place seven times. It was on this seventh day, the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus took a stage with a manner that demanded special attention and invited those who are thirsty to drink from him. And he declares that he is the light of the world. As the incarnate Son of God, Jesus understood the suffering and the desire of God's people. The time when God's people were assembled in Jerusalem was a time of considerable uncertainty and anticipation. They were under brutal Roman rule to a greater extent than a celebration. It was a beat of anticipation. When they were recalled how God supplied for them during the wilderness wandering and anticipated how God would continue to provide and rescue his people. Sadly, the one for which they were anticipating was already among them, but most didn't recognize him. Rather, they were wondering by what authority he teaches them, blinded with the mere rituals and customs. They were looking for something that quenched their trust and refreshed their hope, but they were fixed on the wrong object, assuming that they would draw a lasting refreshment of the living water simply from this celebration and its rituals. They didn't recognize the festival points to something greater, to Christ himself, who was humbly present among them. But out of compassion and love, as this feast is ending, Jesus finally stood up and addressed them with a loud voice, letting them know that the one for which they were anticipating, the one who is the source of the living water that is abundant and satisfying, is already among them. In other words, he was saying God in person of Christ is in their midst to refresh them and to become their source of refreshment for others as they satisfy his love. Here Jesus is pointing to the blessings of his death and resurrection, which believers appropriate through faith in him. It is the blessings of forgiveness and new life through Jesus' atonement of sin, and as a result, is indwelling of the Holy Spirit in believers' life to guide and fortify them to a life of discipleship. Jesus gives his Holy Spirit to all who drink from him, believes his gospel, and receive him through the promise of the word and sacrament. By the way, when he says, "If anyone is thirsty, let he come to me," he is not only talking about the one-time event, but stating a continued action. We understand this from the Greek word. Yes, we do get the blessings of forgiveness and salvation from Jesus the first time we drink of him by faith. That means when we come to faith in Christ. But the coming and the drinking surely are to continue throughout our lives, as we live with him in a daily relationship of faith and love. That means every moment we gather around God's word and sacrament, it's the feast of Pentecost. As we hear God's word, we receive the Holy Spirit, the good news of Jesus Christ, as the living water, who quenches our spiritual thirst. The result of this drinking is that the river of living water would in turn flow from us to others as we continue to testify Christ and praise him and serve our fellow neighbors by Christ's love and compassion. For the last 2 months, we are not able to get together in person due to shelter at home order. But the good Lord is still providing and feeding us his life-giving word. It strengthens us in faith through Holy Spirit, guarding our heart and mind on the real thing that is a source of a true blessing. We have not able to gather the way we love to, and there are a lot of things we miss. But if we are still drinking from him, from his word, we are more than okay. As far as we keep coming to Him, He will continue to refresh us through His Word. Continue to pour His Holy Spirit in us. And that Spirit will never fail us. Hence, whether we are sheltering at home on this day of Pentecost or gathering here at the church, we have a good reason to praise the Lord and hope for a better day. That means in the midst of all the uncertainties and fear, we will continue to chant in the word of the prophet Isaiah that says, with joy we will draw water from the wells of salvation. And God in Christ will continue to refresh us, His holy people, so that we may continue to be a source of refreshment for others as we testify His enduring love and mercy. Amen. Please join me for the prayer. Out of dry and worthless bone, Spirit of God, you have raised up a mighty army. Those who seek signs have before their eyes won the great miracle of all time, the Christian Church. Your strong words spoken over the fearful truths, your fire zeal burning like flames upon their head, in their heart, your invasion like a mighty rushing wind have given birth to church. We celebrate the birthday and mark a turning point in your kingdom of grace on earth. You have made us together greater than the sum of all other parts. We confess our weakness, we admit our failures and our gross neglect. Where we should have shown the world the way to honesty and fairness and integrity, we have put our desire for gain before our honor. While we should have been a demonstration of compassion, love, and kindness, we have been callous and uncaring. Forgive us for being such poor illustration of your mark and nurture and nature. Yet you have used us in our failures and have made us a holy nation and a special people. You who have raised up the church still did it. Make us eager to do your will on earth as it is done in heaven. We seek renewal and rebirth. Speak your word and breathe into our dry bones again the breath of life. Where our spirit lacks faith and strength, make them alive again. Bring us out of grave and make us an army to occupy the enemy's territory. As you moved across the water at the dawn of time, move over us and in us to bring order out of chaos and zeal out of our apathy. Wherever on this day men and women, youth and children, guard in the name of Christ, enlighten them, sanctify them, Jesus, O Holy Spirit. Amen.
prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. Yes, we have. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our hearts and remove anything that is standing in the way.
With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. Go in peace and serve the Lord.